This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. It is 2021. Finally, and this is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I introduced you to him last week, but we had some interesting revelations that he came out with that he is writing about or has written about. And so I decided once again to invite the one guy that more people read his stuff in the gun culture than anybody else at Ammoland.com. So joining me again is Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. I'm very happy to be here, Bill.
So, you had a breaking thing. I'm not even sure what that was, but I do want to hear about it.
Okay, well, we have a local radio show that a local host, Russ Clark, hosts, and it does 5 days a week, and it's either 2 or 3 hours a day. And it's developed a following in Washington, D.C., among some of the congressmen. And I know this because they come on as guests every now and then. They listen to it via podcast, I'm sure. And he has a friend who is his Washington bureau chief, who is George Braun, who's a lobbyist in Washington. So I was listening to the show yesterday, and George Braun made a startling, I thought, announcement. He said that there were several senators that he had personally talked to that had assured him they were going to object to electoral votes, I should say, on the 6th of January. And the last I had heard, only one senator had said that he would object to electoral votes. And George said that he had assurances that at least more senators would object to electoral votes than had voted against the stimulus bill. So there were 6 senators that voted against the stimulus bill. So it strikes me that that would mean there are at least 7 senators that were going to vote, that were going to object to electors. Now, exactly how that works out, we don't know because the procedure has never been extensively tested. Some people say it's not the statute that governs it is not constitutional. Others say that the leadership will just quash any attempts to use this as a way to delay the process so that the vote defaults to the House. Rush Limbaugh on a show said that people are saying, well, if it does default to the House leadership will never allow the vote by state. And so we don't know what will happen. But it is something that is, I thought, breaking news because nobody else seemed to say that there were several senators that would object. And the other thing about it that I found interesting is that in 2016, there were quite a few House representatives who objected to electors that voted for Trump in 2016. And the leadership basically said that they never had senators that were with them, and so nothing much came of it. But there were like 11 House members that objected to electoral votes in 2016.
I think Maxine Waters was one of them.
Yes, and she objected like 11 times. So it's not as though this is completely unprecedented, but I have no idea how it will work out. And the 6th of January is also when President Trump has asked supporters to show up in Washington, D.C.
Right.
I'm going and covering that event. And who knows how many people will show up. But when President Trump asked people to show up at an event, no matter if it was almost in the middle of nowhere, he would get 50,000 people to show up in hours on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
So it seems unlikely to me that he would get anything less than 100,000 people showing up on the 6th of January. And it also seems to me that he could easily get millions of people to show up. I mean, you know, this is basically on the Eastern Seaboard. There's probably 100 million people within fairly easy driving distance of D.C., not to mention mass transit.
I have heard that there are quite a few people driving cross-country.
I have heard that, too, and there's a website that people can go to.
Wildprotest.com, is that what it is?
That's it. And people are arranging to car to share, you know, to ride share, and they're arranging caravans to go. And since I've looked at some hotel and plane bookings, it seems like they're all sold out, or at least the prices that are, for those that are left, are very high. And then we hear rumors, I haven't got confirmation of this, that the mayor of D.C. is refusing to allow porta-potties to be brought up for the event. I don't know how she does it. I guess she's a little dictator there in D.C. and just says, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that.
I guess you guys are going to have to go over there to where that BLM mural is painted.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, they can't physically remove all the restrooms. I wonder, maybe they will have D.C. police, you know, checking people at restrooms to see if they've got masks and, you know, proper ID before they can enter a restroom. I don't know.
Right, right.
So I thought that it was an interesting bit of news locally from this person who's pretty well connected in D.C., George Braun. And so that struck me as worth discussing.
Here's the thing about this, though. The part that I find most interesting is we don't know what happens if, like, if it's thrown to the House. So there's some people that think if it's thrown to the House, that the House can say, well, we're not going to vote on it. So there, we don't know what the actual procedure should be if that does come up. That's sort of interesting.
It hasn't happened for a long time. But, you know, I look at Nancy Pelosi, and it seems to me she's capable of anything. When I observe her, it seems she has absolutely no ethics or honor. She lies at the drop of a hat. She is this power mad, you know, old woman who, you know, has no integrity whatsoever, is the way it appears to me. So I have no idea how she might react. And there's even some talk that enough Democrats will
join the Republicans.
Side with the Republicans to get somebody else as Speaker of the House. And that I've seen that happen in Texas, where the Democrats sided with a few Republicans to they elected a very moderate, squishy rhino type as Speaker of the House there in Texas. And then he appointed a bunch of Democrats to various committee chairs.
A backroom deal, huh?
Yeah. So that type of thing does happen now and then, and it's pretty close. It's pretty tight in the House. There's only a difference of about, 15, 20 seats? I don't even know how.
I don't even know if that's big. I think it's more like, I think if they got 7 or 10 Democrats to go over to the Republican side, it's done.
Right.
So,
I mean, I think, you know, the Democrats who would do that, if, say, 8 Democrats decide they're going to go with the Republicans and squeeze Nancy Pelosi out of the equation, they would have enormous power.
Oh, yeah, they would. There would be a lot of backroom deals doing that. McCarthy would be very beholden to them. Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. If it hasn't been published yet, it will be. Amoland.com. When we get back, we're going to talk about what happened in Georgia. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As we are working and looking at the steel, as we look at it in real time, I'm joined again by Dean Weingarten, who did you watch the entire video of the hearing down in Georgia?
Well, I watched a video, and it appeared to be it wasn't the entire hearing, but it appeared to be the testimony of Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
He's come up with a nice little nifty toy, hasn't he? A nice little nifty machine.
He has, and I was riveted watching to him. Not only is he this well-known expert on scanning system, which he apparently is the world expert on scanning system. He holds something like 200 patents. And he says his patents are used in 12 billion handheld devices around the world. And I imagine he gets some fees for those patents, so he's probably pretty well off.
Yeah.
But not only is he this tech guru expert on scanning, perhaps the foremost tech guru expert on scanning, he is a brilliant public speaker, which you don't expect that combination necessarily. And I'm watching him in this video of his testimony at the Georgia State Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on 30 December 2020. And he is just blowing everybody away. For one thing, he explains things very, very simply and easily so you can understand exactly what he's talking about. And he is talking about forensically examining the paper ballots. He's not talking about the software that was used in the election. He's not talking about the machines that were used in the election. He's talking about running these paper ballots, you know, which there's a half million, million, whatever, through his machines to scan them at a very high rate of speed, but they do incredibly precise scanning, very fast. He says he can do 500,000 ballots in 2 hours. So this is not something that's going to take days or weeks or months. It could be done essentially in a day. And they scan them so fast, and they look at all these details, and then they categorize all the details, and then they separate the ballots into the categories so they can tell you things about the ballots that are not obvious to the human eye. For example, if a ballot is folded, it leaves a mark on the ballot. If it's done by an automated machine, that fold tends to be a very precise mark that's the same for every ballot that goes through the machine, or very close. It's identifiable. And if the ballot is made of one type of paper, it's identifiable because the fibers in the paper are a little different. They have a little different spacing, and they have a little different sizes. And you can figure out what machine created the paper, what machine it ran through when the ballot was made, whether that ballot was folded, how many times it was folded, whether it was scanned, how many times it was scanned, whether a human filled out a bit of the ballot or a machine filled out a bit of the ballot. So at the end of running these scans very rapidly with all these ballots, you know how many ballots came from what machines, whether they went through the postal system or not, whether they were folded, whether a human filled them out or not, and how many in each of those categories went to what vote, for whom. So if a ballot was counted more than once, it shows up. If it was a paper that was, say, made in China, it shows up. If the machine filled out a ballot instead of a human, it shows up. If it was photocopied instead of printed, it shows up. All of those things are revealed very accurately, very fast. And this is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer says. And he says, I don't care who won, but we depend on an accurate election. And he says, if we don't have an accurate election in the country, we don't have a country. Therefore, we need to be sure that the election was accurate, and I can determine quickly and very accurately if there were certain kinds of frauds. For example, if ballots were counted more than once, if ballots were differed from one part of a county to another part of a county, if ballots went through an adjudication process, if they were counted accurately. He says he can do all these things, and he explains it in simple ways. And he says, for example, that a Fulton County election official, and he has a quote, so I'm presuming it's public knowledge, saying that of 113,130 votes, 106,000 of them, and I'm not sure what the sample exactly is from, but 106 of 113,130 were adjudicated. which means they were kicked out by the machine. Then they went to another official, and the official assigned who the votes were for those ballots.
And then they destroy them when they adjudicated them?
Here's the thing. I don't know if they destroyed them, but what I've heard is there's no paper trail.
Right.
There's no record of those ballots separately. Now, they may be kept somewhere separately, but they may have been mixed in with other ballots. But there is no paper trail. In other words, you can't say, of these adjudicated ballots, somebody went here and somebody went there. What? And so, but it's a 93.67 adjudication rate, which is insane. Why even run them through a machine to scan them if you get 93% adjudication? I mean, what we have here, and what we have is it looks like the same kind of things they're talking about in other states. In Michigan, they looked at that one county that appeared to like switch votes for Akron County in Michigan. And that had, according to the reports, 68% adjudication rate. That's huge. That's enormous adjudication rate.
Yeah.
And then, for example, I'm told that in something like, 4 years ago, the adjudication rate was something like 1.2 or 2%. So this is like enormous differences, 30, 40 times as many going to adjudication. Then in Nevada County, where they had this huge amount of mail-in ballots that just went out to just about everybody and had almost, you know, apparently very little security on who was voting about what.
Right.
In Clark County, which is where you have Las Vegas, for those who are not familiar, this was a report in the Las Vegas Review Journal, which is a major newspaper in Las Vegas. And it was a report by a quote from an election official talking about how they counted the ballots. And I just, was looking for things and I came up with this. This is not.
Let me get you to hold on. Let me get you to hold on. We're coming up on the break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Talking about the the stolen election, if you will, that, they're trying to do it in real time and we're watching it happen and everybody's trying to make believe like it isn't happening.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stahn. Republicans on New Year's Day for a fourth straight day blocked attempts from Democrats to push through $2,000 stimulus checks. The Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, Trump calling the actions of Congress pathetic. The president vetoed another bill, one that was passed with bipartisan support of both houses of Congress last month. It gradually eliminates the use of large-scale drift nets in the fishing of federal waters off the coast of California. A federal judge has dismissed a last-ditch effort led by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Heavy snow, ice, and power outages are are gripping the northeastern U.S. Conditions expected to worsen through Saturday. This is USA Radio News. As the new coronavirus strain shows up in the U.S. and other countries, what about the vaccine?
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida Health Department says a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently is the state's first case. Earlier this week, Colorado and California announced their first cases of the new variant. UK scientists believe it to be more contagious than previous strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking at steel, 2021. I'm speaking with Dean Weingarten. He's looked into this very, very in a very detailed fashion. And I had to interrupt him when he was talking about what was happening in Nevada. Go ahead and please, sir, if you will, pick that up.
Yeah, in Clark County, this election official said that of the mail-in ballots, absentee, whatever they're called, mailed-out ballots, that 70% of them went to adjudication. Well, that's huge. It's huge. And it was something like, it came out to about 210,000 ballots that went to adjudication in Clark County. Well, it was only a few thousand votes difference. And what it means is those ballots have no accountability, essentially. Well, not exactly. The official said there was a bipartisan board that oversaw the adjudication process. What that means, I don't know precisely. But it doesn't sound like it's particularly accountable. Now, to get back to Jovan Hutton Pulitzer's testimony, a riveting moment in the testimony is where he has some kind of a device and he gets a message of some kind. And basically he says, and they're talking about the Dominion machines, and voting is going on in Georgia as this subcommittee hearing is taking place. Voting is going on for the senatorial races, the runoff races. And he says to the subcommittee, we are in. He says, at this very moment, at a polling location in the county, not only do we now have access through the devices to the poll pad, to the system, but we are in. And he says that they have a two-way communication into the voting machine system, and that they can watch the data stream, and if they wanted to, they would be able to manipulate and alter vote totals. And I was just dumbstruck, because he's saying real time, while he's testifying to the committee, his team somewhere, and he doesn't mention the location, has been able to hack into the voting system there in Fulton County. It's not, he says, this is not supposed to be possible. They're not supposed to have any Wi-Fi communication. They're not supposed to be able to hack into them. He says, but we have done it. We are there now. We have documented everything. We're going to disconnect now. It's absolutely creates this knowledge that according to him, and he says he has documentation, he's extremely credible. He's saying all that you have been told about the security, supposed security of the voting system in Fulton County is a lie. That it's easy to hack in and it's easy to manipulate votes and it can be done while voting is going on directly into the machines. And that, in my opinion, throws the whole election credibility into the dumpster. Now, of course, he's saying this in a microphone, in a subcommittee hearing, while it's going on. I haven't seen his documentation. I presume it would be submitted as testimony to the subcommittee at some point. The subcommittee then voted, and I think it was later on, I don't know the exact time they voted, to have him and his machines forensically examine the paper ballots in Fulton County.
Right.
And then the next day, he's saying that apparently he has people watching the area where the ballots are supposed to be being stored, and they're supposed to be stored for 22 months by federal law, not be destroyed or altered. And he says that big trucks start showing up to this facility, and he's afraid that the ballots are being loaded on for destruction. Now, I don't know. I'm not there. This is claim he made. He's, as I said, to me, he sounded extremely credible. Obviously, the subcommittee found him to be very credible. And those are the claims that are out there. We live in amazing and interesting times, in the full Chinese curse sense of the word.
You know, one of the things they were trying to say is that was a storage facility for older ballots, right?
Except, I don't know. I haven't seen
that. Well, no, that's what they've been trying to say about that place where he has somebody watching these people. And the problem with that is that that's actually a fairground. And the reason they pressed that into service was because of COVID-19. So there's never been any election action happening at this site where they're storing these ballots before. This is something they repurposed purely this year, recently.
Wow.
So, all of these things. And the other question that it begs to answer, couldn't they grab one of these machines? Because in order to have a Wi-Fi connection, don't you have to have the Wi-Fi module in there? Don't you have to have a Bluetooth module in there?
It strikes me that if you own the machines, you can put anything in there you want. And it's very hard, unless you're an expert really looking for something, to know what's in this chip. You know, it takes a lot of forensic work to figure that out. And then I heard it. This is a rumor. I read it online. I have no idea if it's true or not, but it shows the potentials. This rumor was that there was a Wi-Fi connection through a Chinese made TV in the area.
Sure.
Now, I have no idea if it's true, but it's certainly not impossible. You know, we have this universe of the Internet of Things. They have all kinds of capabilities that no one exactly knows precisely what all their capabilities are. Our chips, our integrated devices, our digital devices are so complex. The complexity is starting to approach biological systems. And it is not possible to, for certain, know what all the capabilities of a chip made in another country is, because there's maybe hundreds of millions of circuits in that chip.
Right.
And some of them might be only activated at very particular circumstances.
But there is a way to detect if something is transmitting something. They've got all manner of things to make that work and to make that happen. So some of the stuff that they come up with that they point out on a regular basis, I understand where they might be coming from on one hand, and on the other hand, I'm sort of like, the jig is up, guys. We know.
Did you probably are aware of some of the things we did with the Soviets in the Cold War. President Reagan, I understand, became aware that the Soviets were regularly stealing American technology from American companies. But instead of just calling them on it, my understanding is that they went in and said, well, let's let them steal some of this stuff. But they made some changes in the chips, designs that were being stolen. And then, you know, a couple years later, when some of these controllers were installed on a natural gas pipeline in Siberia, a satellite signal was sent and a pipeline blew up.
Yeah. Little misinformation here and there. I love a good psychological warfare operation.
So, you know, I'm saying it's certainly possible, and China has very good, you know, a lot of central control, and it would not be impossible for them to embed certain things that could be, we're capable of a bunch of different stuff in products that are sent out around the world.
Yeah. That is without a doubt. So, that's interesting. When we get back, I threw this at Dean the other day and we had this little conversation about that. We're going to do that again for you. And if you want to catch some of the stuff that Dean does, Dean has well over 1,700 articles at Amoland.com. Now, it's 2021. If you were to start today reading those articles, you might have made a dent that we can notice by the end of 2021, but that's a whole lot of material. And all the stuff that Dean and I talk about, he has written about. We'll be back. You're listening to Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Been talking about things coming out of Georgia. We've been talking about breaking things that might happen on January the 6th. And now let's look at things. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's presume, Dean, that Biden, and I'm not going to say Biden got elected. I'm going to say Biden got selected, which... Doesn't that make you wonder why they selected him? Is that the best they can do?
Obviously, he was the choice of a committee because they thought he had a better chance of winning, and maybe because they think he's easily manipulable. The other possibility is that they think that he's a vehicle for Kamala Harris to get in, and they want her in because she's ruthless and, you know, kind of the ideology they want, maybe.
Well, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when we woke up one morning, we had President Gerald Ford and Vice President Nelson Rockefeller. And we had, we basically had two people that had never been elected, because Spiro Agnew had resigned and Gerald Ford became the vice president. And then Nixon resigned and then Gerald Ford became the president and he got Nelson Rockefeller. And then Gerald Ford never got reelected at all.
Right.
This is a very short-sighted gambit for them to play, especially given all of the things they're doing that are out there in the open. I mean, this stuff is in the open. They think this is going to be something. Well, we'll be able to do this next year, next time too. No, this is not going to be able to be done next time.
I think I agree with you there, and they are doing it openly, and half the country is furious. I mean, is the level of anger is very high among people who think the election was stolen. And there's lots of evidence to believe that it was. And so there's not going to be a lot of cooperation. But some people think that because the people on the left essentially control the mainstream media and the tech giants control the social media and Google and Facebook and Twitter and all that, and because they successfully, if they succeed in stealing the election, well, they don't need people to think anything about them anymore because they'll just do whatever they want. And I don't think it's going to happen that way.
I think that's a gross miscalculation. I think there's too many other too many other ways of getting information disseminated. And most, I mean, let's face it, if when this broadcast gets played, we'll probably have a larger audience than CNN has at any given moment in the day. And they wouldn't have the audience they do have if they didn't have the airports. Nobody's paying attention to fake stream media. So,
and in the airports, they're really annoying.
Yeah, they are. Everybody just walks by them. Nobody's watching them. Everybody's got headphones on and their iPads watching a movie or something. So, I mean,
right.
They don't even have the audience in the captured audience segment. When we look back at Obama, and I looked at the numbers today, you know, Obama, when he won 69 million votes, he won 870 counties. Biden, who won 81 million votes, he only won 505 counties. There's only 3,113 counties in the United States. And the problem with this is some of the counties, they're saying he won all the populous counties. But let's say, like in states like New York, where they have populous counties, and in states like Illinois, where they have populous counties, in California, where they have populous counties, that's still only 55 electoral votes. So winning these counties doesn't mean anything, and they still want me to believe that he won more votes than Obama did with 300 plus more counties.
Yes. And, you know, so obviously if it was voting where people were actually making choices, nobody was voting actually, not very many people were voting for Biden. They were voting, if anything, out of hatred for Trump, if it was legitimate.
Yeah. If they actually voted.
And
it,
right. And if that actually plays out, and let's say, you know, that it happens, it's a very distinct possibility that Biden becomes the next president, Trump's not going to be in office anymore. So there's nothing to coalesce the hatred against to promote Biden, if you see my point. And so there's not going to be a wave of support. I don't see any support for, or not much support, and probably a good quarter to a half of the left think Biden is an old fuddy-a-duddy who's probably a racist, and he shouldn't be there anyway. We want certain things out of him, and he better deliver them, or we're going to be mad.
Well, he's already
mad all the time.
He's already ignoring BLM.
AOC. Yeah, how about AOC in the House? She lost her committee seat, I think, something like
she
that.
She lost her committee seat, and she's facing a couple of issues there. I think I've read somewhere that all these people moving out of her district, she might lose her seat just because there is no district.
Well, yeah, they're going to reapportion it, or the gerrymandering, you know, as part of the census. And that's another thing that works in our favor, is California's probably going to lose at least one seat. And New York is going to lose at least one seat. And these congressional seats are likely to go to places where it's traditionally more conservative. So, and then there's something like 30 states that the Republicans control, the legislatures, and to do the redistricting. So all this talk about, you know, everything is flowing over to the blue power just isn't so.
Well, the other thing, that I think might happen, now, I've heard lots of people talk, it's going to be war. Here's what I think would happen, though. I think in these contested areas where we had this obvious steal happen, I could see those polling places where the votes are at, I could see them surrounded by a bunch of civilians demanding access to the ballots. And I could see multiple battles of Athens occurring around the United States over this, because I've seen the old adage, it's not how many votes you get, it's who gets to count them, or how the count goes. And that's where the steal was. That's where it occurred. Everybody went to the ballots. You know, there were lots of mail-in ballots. Right. There were lots of absentee and early voting, and people actually going there to do it. The voting happened, and you had stuff switching. And I can see a bunch of people surrounding them and saying, why are these people not allowed to be in there and observing this?
Right. And that was close to what happened this year.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, given what I've seen with the LA riots and everything, could you see the cops trying to disperse a crowd of 50,000 around at one of these things?
I think that sort of thing can happen. And in a lot of these states that are really contested, the legislatures are controlled by Republicans.
Yeah.
Like Georgia, for example.
That's the other thing that bothers me. That's the other thing. These guys should be tripping over each other trying to make sure this is legitimate. this part of the miscalculation where they're like, well, you know, business as usual, it's okay, we'll handle this later. That's really shaking the confidence. And if you don't have confidence that your people that you elect are going to actually execute the job, why would you listen to anything they had to say? Why would you go by any law they pass? So
exactly, you know, the crisis of confidence is upon us. It seems to me. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I've lived there for quite a long time, but. I grew up there, and I started to kind of understand some of the stuff, and I followed it because it's a battleground state, and I saw the court challenges, and I kind of understand what happened there. And the Democrats in the state just ignored election law after election law, and they challenged it in the courts, and they said, we're not going to do this, and they violated it, and they said, it's for COVID, and it's an emergency, and we have to do all this. And it finally ended up in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court essentially split 4 conservatives and 3 leftists. And I watched the hearing, you know, the oral argument.
Let me get you to hold there, Dean, because we're going to run out of time, and I need to tell everybody how to find your stuff.
All right.
You can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland. He's got Ammoland.com. He's got well over 1,700 articles there. He and I convene twice a week on Lock and Load on Wednesday and Friday nights in the final hour of the show. He is on a website that is in the top 1,000 on the planet. I think it's number 744. And that means if he's the most read author there, he's the most read gun culture author on the planet. So it's worth your time to go check it. And next time he comes on, maybe we'll have some bear stories for you, because we really like the bear stories. But thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. And I have bear stories to do, don't have time to do them.
I understand. Keep your eyes open. Be aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.